This is the Big Small Business Show, and this is our Psyche of Success slot today. And today in studio with us, we have somebody who's no stranger to the Big Small Business Show. It's Richard Sutton. He is a health educator, and he's been educating us over the last couple of months on this concept called stress, something that us as entrepreneurs go to bed with every night, wake up every morning with it. And we're learning how to, in our last show, we spoke about resilience. We started off by describing it. And today we're going to talk about the off button. But before that, maybe for those who haven't watched the show before, and I suggest you go onto YouTube and go and watch them, is to understand that Richard is a visceral osteopath. He is a local and international lecturer. He's worked with he was the athletic director for the Chinese Olympic team, who won the Olympics, for those of you who don't follow that. And he's worked with five, not one, not two, but five number one tennis players in the world, not to mention our national teams here in South Africa. So welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
So big introduction, eh?
I think he's taken up the whole show.
and he's an author.
And he's an author. Who would have thought?
All right. So today we're talking about the off button, because yes, like we've spoken about stress, we've spoken about how it's not such a bad thing, that it's the way that we think about it that's very important. But there are times that we have to switch it off.
Absolutely. And that's the difference between good and bad stress, is good stress short-lived, bad stress prolonged. So there is a stress off button. So normally what happens with the stress axis, so to speak, so that's the connection with the brain and the hormonal system, the immune system, is that stress hormones typically, as they rise, they turn the stress axis off. So if you've got a stress response, you're releasing adrenaline and cortisol, the higher those levels go, normally in the brain it starts shutting down that process. But what happens is if you've been stressed too frequently in a day, or too frequently in a week, or for a prolonged period of time, for months on end, you have a corruption of the system, where the rising stress hormone levels actually don't trigger the off switch, so to speak. But we have a second system that we can use, almost a backdoor that we can access in order to shut stress down. And this system involves a nerve, and it's called the vagus nerve. One of the most powerful and influential systems of the body. It controls our immunity, inflammation in the body, and it is fundamentally the off switch for stress. You activate the vagus nerve, strong vagal tone, stress gets turned off.
Where is it?
I'm glad you asked. So basically, it's a nerve system that exits just behind the ear, goes down the throat, in, and basically disperses throughout the body. Now this nerve, if we activate it through certain practices and processes, we're able to, as I say, override the stress response. So one of them, I'm going to give you six different ways to access the vagus nerve. The first is actually swimming. Getting in a pool, you don't have to do lengths. You just submerge yourself for a period of a few seconds repeatedly, and all of a sudden you've activated the vagus nerve. And the reason why is very simple. Swimming evokes something called the dive reflex. So when we get in water, conceptually, we're in this anxious state and our hearts are pounding and we're sweating. We get in the water, the body just sees one thing, survival. When our heads go under the water, all it wants to do is survive. And what it says to the body is shut down. And the gateway through that is the vagus nerve. It is a very, very strong activator of the vagus nerve. So in periods where you know there's a lot of pressure in the week, you know there's a lot of pressure in the month, get into the pool once a week. Get into the pool, for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes do length, sometimes just go underwater for a little bit, but you'll activate the vagus nerve and you'll just feel this euphoria, the sense of calm that will almost be instantaneous. Another big vagal activator, remember this is the off switch now, is yoga. And this is why the popularity of yoga has exploded in recent years. In fact, regular yoga practice not only stimulates this nerve, but it also strengthens and enhances its tone. And that's why yoga is now one of the cornerstones of a stress resilience program. There are other techniques, and this is something that we intuitively do, is cold water on the face. So think about it. You're flustered, you're irritable, you just want to center yourself. What do? You go to the bathroom, you splash your face with water.
Is that like the swimming?
Very, very similar. That's very similar. But the water has to be a little bit colder. You're activating a system called the trigeminal cardiac reflex. Very long name. But fundamentally, it's a whole bunch of nerves on the face that connect directly to the vagus nerve. And if we stimulate them with cold, you can put a cold pack, a cold towel on your face, cold water on your face. Instantaneously, within 30 seconds, your heart rate will start dropping, adrenaline will start start being metabolized more effectively. Cortisol will start being metabolized more effectively. It's, in fact, it's a marker of vagal tone, which is in itself a marker of your ability to adapt to stress. And the difference between people who handle stress and don't is vagal tone. The stronger this nerve system is, the more frequently it's activated, the more successful they are at managing stress. Other activities include breathing exercises. In the lungs, you've got certain receptors. As they stretch, a deep breath in, all of a sudden you've activated these receptors that trigger the vagus nerve and things start shutting down. There's other mechanisms as well, but this is why breathing, slowing your breathing rate to 5 to 6 breaths in a minute will be a powerful activator of the vagus nerve. Music, just listening to soothing music, nature sounds, vagal activator, as well as a lot of the therapies like physio, visceral manipulation or osteopathy, chiro, these are all very successful vagal manipulators or stimulators which can help you in your resilience program.
So just to pick up on that, you spoke about the fact that the tonality to tone that vagus system.
Yes, the stronger, more robust it is at working.
So if I, and this is a serious question, if I swam every day, did yoga every day, put cold water on my face 3 times a day, etc., I will have far more resilience than somebody who doesn't.
Well, you won't be stressed because you won't have time to be stressed. You'll be so busy swimming and doing yoga that you won't have time to work.
That's a good point.
So yes, to answer your question, these are the things that as entrepreneurs, as business people, as CEOs, people who have high demands in their lives, this is what you need to do on a regular basis. It's part of your routine. It's part of your structure. Whether your preferences are, you don't have to do them all.
Just coming back to the yoga, is the yoga piece around stretch? Is it around stretching? So if I don't do yoga and I'm stressed, could it be that I start to stretch in my office?
Not necessarily. It's actually got to do with the breathing.
The breathing.
In yoga, that is the stronger vagal tone. Also, yoga is about posture. It's not about muscles. So you're stretching organ systems and big nerve systems. So yoga has a lot of depth to it.
We've got 2 minutes there. I just want to get something practical out of this, because I'm in my office, I can't go and swim. Right? I'm in my office, I can't go to yoga. Right? So if I'm in my office at the time, I'm alone now, I'm highly stressed, it's about breathing, water on my face.
Absolutely. So what you can do, if you're in your office alone, stressed, and you need to calm yourself down, you've got important meetings later in the day, the best thing to do is take 3 to 10 minutes, sit in a chair or lie down on your back on the floor. Slow your breathing rate, 5 to 6 breaths a minute. It's about 5.5 seconds in, 5.5 seconds out. Within 3-4 minutes, all of a sudden your system will start recalibrating, calming down, and you've almost reset yourself. There's so many breathing apps. There's so many meditation apps. Meditation is also another big vagal stimulus, but largely through the breathing component. Certainly, you can go and put a face cloth in cold water, ice cold water, put it just around the forehead and the eyes, and that's also a major stimulus for this nerve system, which will shut down the stress axis very quickly.
Richard, I love having you on the show. Like, it's so practical. You know, normally you start with these big words, but then you bring it down to the practicality. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. We've got some real techniques to use when we are stressed. We know how to switch our stress off, there is a stress off button, we know what it is, and that also what goes on in Vegas,
stays in Vegas
thing has a whole new meaning to us. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, please stay tuned to see what's coming up next on the show.
And in there I've got some scripted questions, because I've thought about it beforehand, and some questions that just come on the fly.